Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to me on the Blog Talk Station, Daytime After Dark. Tonight we are going to clear up a lot of rumors. You know, we are still reeling from the Lexi thing on Friday night. And you know what, you guys, Zayzon is coming. You know, the clues are getting good. Hi, Casino, Vixen, call in if you want. And, you know, Denny, the only thing I really hope they can obsess it off. No, I, you know what, Denise, I love you, but no. If it was a Jason and Liz moment, then I would say go for it. But no, it's Sam, the one person I cannot stand at all. Okay, tonight, so we are going to talk about Zayzon, all the soaps. I want to dive into the Michael Jackson trial because I'm obsessed. I know I have a problem, but really, you guys, I'm not. asking for help with this obsession of mine. But before I bring everyone on, I'm just so excited for me because I found out that Faith Hill will be singing on the Rosso in November. Her first time in like 5 years and her studio album is coming out, so I'm excited. Colleen's happy. It doesn't take a lot for Colleen to be happy, you guys. So don't piss off Colleen tonight. That's the rule of the game. Okay, so I am bringing on 773.
Hello.
773, you're on the air.
How you doing? It's August 1st.
Oh, cool. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely.
You know, you guys, like I said, if anyone listened to my Friday show, you guys, rumors are going to be really, really bad, but do not believe them because they're all a couple years coming in. Wait, were you the one that got in a fight with someone today at work or with that? Is it Tanya or no?
No.
What's your name again?
August 1st.
Oh my God. I am so sorry. I am so glad you called in. And, you know, do not get in stupid Zaytam fights with people because really it's not worth it. You know, at the end of the month, we will get what we deserve. And do not... You know, do not panic and don't worry about it. And, 480, if you want on the air, press 1, but 252. 252, you are on.
Hi, this is Tawana.
Okay, why did you get in a fight with someone? I'm sorry, but I want to know because I will go on your site unless it was hating on Carly, then I cannot go on your site. But if it's, you know, hating on Sam, I'm all for it.
No, it's my coworker has been nosy. My screensaver is Lazon, Jake, and Cam on my computer.
Oh, cool.
And she was like, I can't believe you like Elizabeth.
What?
And,
I'm sorry, Tanya, for saying that about your coworker. But you guys don't know me. I'm gonna say the truth and I'll hide it. But what a bitch. Sorry. Go on.
Yeah, and I was like, please don't tell me you're a Sam fan. And she's Sam's the greatest.
Okay, Sam the greatest. Okay, does anyone want me to go on one of my rants that could last the whole 2 hours? But no, Sam is not the greatest. Oh,
yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I feel so sorry for you right now. I feel like making you brownies or something because that's horrible. That is so horrible right there. And,
yeah.
So,
and I saw
yeah.
When she said that, I was like, I think I just threw up in my mouth a little. And she
yeah,
was like,
I will
what's wrong
probably,
with
I will probably throw up on the floor. That's just me. Because, you know what? I am so getting sick of everyone thinking this, you know, fucking biz is like the greatest thing that ever happened. And you know what? I hate Sam. I am never going to lie to you guys. And say I like one person when I really don't. I don't do that. I can't. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror if I said I like Sam because in my eyes there is no nice quality about her. Oh,
yeah.
Really? On 480, you on the air too?
Hello, Carly.
Yay!
It's Shiloh Dawn.
Yeah, well, I figure, yeah, I can recognize your voice. And you guys, I feel really sorry but because Cyrus did not have his show tonight, and I think maybe it's all my fault because he did not want us to go head-to-head. And Cyrus, if you're listening, I love you. Thank you.
Yeah,
I will owe you big time.
I think it's right because I would have had to go back and forth again, and I don't like doing that because I miss both shows.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
It's not like we, you know, we did that on purpose. We never really
right.
communicated that. And so are you and your coworkers friends after this? Or did
no,
you want to punch her?
No, she was never someone I was frustrated with anyway, but for her to make that remark, she actually truly relates to the Sam character. I'm like, really?
What did she say? I didn't hear it.
Yeah, she's like those girls, you know, you have some girls you can associate with, but you never leave your man with in the room.
I know those girls, evil. Oh, and by the way, did anyone find out? Did anyone find out what happened with the Sam radio? Okay. This is my little thing on Jade Sam radio, and please, people, do not send me another hate letter. Do not, please, because I'm really nice, but I hate the Sam. What I think happened is, you know, the rumors about Kelly leaving, you know, is probably, you know, true. And, you know, why have a show if that, you know, the other half of the couple is, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Is gone. But Christy and I've talked about this a lot. And, if, you know, way back when Liz left, I think we would still have Liz on radio. I don't see us, you know. Oh, 360, you're on the air too. Hi, Aime.
Hi. I just heard you say, you know, it doesn't Amy's matter back. If she's leaving or not, because karma is supposed to bite her on the rear end. And the next couple weeks are going to get mighty interesting. And it doesn't matter if she resigns or not.
Amy, is that too?
It's not up to her. It's not, I'm sorry.
No.
But, and I'm not the only one saying that. There's a lot of people who agree with me.
You guys, before we get into Zeno Hospital and everything, was today a holiday? I mean, today was Columbus Day, right?
Some of the banks were closed.
But, you know, growing up, we never had Columbus Day off, and we never had Veterans Day, but my nieces sometimes have Veterans Day off, and I'm like, we never have Veterans Day off. Why do they get it?
Oh, we always had that off. Always.
Oh, we didn't. Yeah. Oh,
619. I never got either off.
Oh, really? 619, if you wanted me to bring you on, press one, or if you're in this album, just tell me if, if you want to get on this, press one. But no, back at the Sam radio, I just think that, you know, they never loved the couple more than we love Liz on. And the reason why I'm saying this, you guys, I'm not saying this to be busy or egotistical. I'm saying because, you know,
we have been fighting for our couple for many, 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 many years. And just because some asshole Franz has a hard-on for her, I'm sorry, but her ship has sailed. Let's put it, you know, to rest. She's not, it doesn't, in fact, I think it would be awesome if she were to witness Jason and Elizabeth. Phenomenal. You know what I mean? And to see Jake alive and just crush her. That's what I want her to destroy before she leaves.
And you know what?
You know what I mean?
You know, I will love the day when Jake and Cam and Elizabeth and Jason can all be a family. But my thing is, maybe I'm wrong on this too, but I think Aiden could go with Lucky. Oh, they could make Aiden Jason. Okay,
you know
I don't
what?
Know how.
With the stroke of a pen or pencil, they can have Elizabeth wake up, and she dreamed she had another kid.
It can also be
biotoxin.
It can also be. It was Jason's. And she never had a relationship with Nicholas. It was all in her mind. It was all brainwashed in her mind to think it that way. I mean, there's so many ways it can go with Selena.
Exactly.
I mean, they just need to write it, you know? They just need to be brave and write it. For Christ's sake,
hold on, you guys.
People will come swarming back to watch if you did something shocking like that. You know what I mean?
You guys, 619, I can put you on mute again, but if you want to say something, you're more than happy to.
Yes, but in the next couple weeks, it is going to get mighty interesting, and there's going to be some pissed off people.
Good.
We are not one of them.
Good. Red Ruby.
I want to
correct Red Ruby on. Steve Boutin has gone on the Jay Sam Radio. Yeah, he won it for the cookbook, but he did not take a one question about Jason and Sam that night. So it was.
So what? It doesn't matter. He's just doing. I don't really play into that because it's just like their event coming up. You know, people are like, oh, they're having an event. That means they're together forever. No, it doesn't.
We had our last event and I heard it from someone, a rumor that Aiden wasn't Elizabeth.
Well, I've been hoping that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that she dreamt it and that Aiden is not her. She wasn't even pregnant and this is all brainwashed from Helena. And
I read something today about that storyline. Remember when Franco, Lucky brought him back and they found out that his little wristband had 666 on it? I'm wondering if that might tie into some reason, like it meant something.
It's gotta. And apparently...
Yeah, it's got to.
Yeah, apparently clues are dropping left and right. And if you're not... I don't watch the show like I used to, but I'm going to start in
I watched it over the weekend, I did it, and
today I was reading Twitter and just recaps, and that's not Jason that Sam is with. No way.
No.
But Jason doesn't wear a Hawaiian shirt. It's not
it
Jason wearing
a Hawaiian
shirt.
I don't think
no
it's
way.
AJ. Mm-mm. I don't think they'll bring AJ with Jason's face.
No.
Or would they?
No.
No.
But when I saw the meal thing, I rewound it three times, and I'm like, okay, that meal thing is meaning something. That meal.
It's gotta mean something because I even put it in there. No, I'm sorry. If they can produce a kid for Sunny within a week, they can do it for Jason, or they can do it for Elizabeth. You know what I mean? To be honest with you, I wouldn't care if Lucky took Aiden away. I would not care.
Well, I agree with you on that one. I think
me too.
I would not care. He shouldn't have been born in the first place. It was the dumbest storyline ever.
They did that to keep JJ around.
It ruined the friendship between Nicholas and Elizabeth, and now I can't stand Nicholas.
Yep.
And, it was just wrong to do. Really wrong.
Yeah.
But it can be fixed. It can all be a dream.
Yeah,
many
it can.
Many people be dreaming.
Remember something else?
All
about...
they need to do is shock someone and write it.
Yeah.
That's all they need to do.
You know, okay. Oh, go, Tyler.
There was, there was a scene also that I've been really wondering about when I saw it, and still today I wonder if it also is a clue from a long time ago that they might pick up on, and that's when Helena came to visit Liz, and she gave her this ceramic box or
the
gold box. They never opened it.
I have a feeling that that's going to come into play, and there's going to be a key inside to a secret room, and that is where they'll find Jake.
That is my theory. Aiden is not hers. Is not Liz.
But who will be Aiden's parents, though? If it, I know Helena can probably change the
test. I think Lucky still is, because Helena hates the Spencers. So I think she purposely figured out to use Liz as the
host
to have this baby, but she picked the female.
Oh, yeah. Could it be Sam?
It could be. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out as I've been wondering about that, because they never touched on that scene ever again. And I'm like, well, what the hell is showing this box?
I know. They were running a lot of
stuff.
And like the rehab place or wherever she went to, it's all owned by Helena. The trust fund money that she invested, Helena owned the drug company. You know what I mean? So it's got to tie in somewhere.
Yeah. You guys, okay, I have two new callers on the Swiss boat. If you want to come on, just press one. But you know what else I was thinking about? This week, Carly and Sean were talking about the panic room or womb. And, you know, I thought about years ago when Liz was in that panic room. And, 516, you're on the air with us.
Hello? You know what?
Hey.
I pressed one and I thought it was in there. This first thing is really weird. Yeah, so I was going to call him later, but I tried this costume on that I just bought at a Party City. It's so huge on me. I got a large one. I got to go take it back and get it.
What happened to the clothes?
I don't think they close until like maybe 8 or 8.30 or something. I'm going to go to another one because the other one I went to is kind of far. So it was like huge. It looked like a blimp with it on.
Aww. Sarla goes, I really hope the Spencers are gone soon. Okay, Lucky, Luke, but I love Ethan.
They're over. They're overdone with, and they're done.
Well,
and
what concerns me is now with Ethan not having Christina, if they're going to go ahead and take him off, and I like Ethan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think because I think they're going to bring on an older actress to play Christina.
Yeah,
I don't know why they would do it, but I think that's what they're going to do.
I heard
a rumor they're going to try to do a triangle between Christina, Ethan, and Johnny.
Oh, God. No.
Well, they might.
You know what?
Okay,
if they really wanted to do a fucking trial like that, you know what? Lexi Ingalls did not have to be gone, okay, for that to be happen.
Exactly.
I don't give this filing at all.
I don't understand it either. But like I said, if the rumors are true and it was about her figure or whatever, there would be major lawsuits, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And her co-stars would be all on her side if that was
true. But Franz had done it before on One Life to Live with Kathy.
Exactly. And she wouldn't be the first one that, you know, was, outcast or whatever, judged by her figure by Brian Franz either. But I think there would be many people upset about it. You know what I mean?
The
actors that work with her all the time, Marie
couldn't
stand for that. No way.
Oh, no, because he loved you. And 206, you're on the air too with us.
Hey, Carly, it's Chrissy from Reluctant Heart. How are you?
Oh, good.
Hey.
I was going to tell everyone about you so tonight, too, because I really had a good time on Saturday, and for you first though, I thought it was great. And
really? I was, like, nervous, because I was like, oh, my gosh, we kind of just threw it all together at the last minute, because everybody wanted to talk about, you know, the Lexi's firing and everything, and I'm so glad you came on.
Well, the thing is, I was kind of jealous of you for, like, 2 seconds, because my first blog talk radio show, I did not get I did not get a single call. Talk among yourself for a sec.
Aww. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Well,
that
I missed it. When did you
call it? I was surprised that I had people calling and everything. It was fun. It was really fun to do.
What time did you have it?
So, yeah, the next, well, the official first show is actually on Wednesday at 10:30
Eastern time. Okay, I put a reminder
time.
On that one, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so what are you guys thinking about Lexi's firing?
If rumors are true and that it was because of her figure, I think there would be a major lawsuit.
Yeah.
And I think many people would be making noise, including her close co-stars and stuff like that. I don't think they would stand for that. I really, really don't.
Nancy's all, you know,
enjoy working with her, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't think she's the type of person that would stand for that either if those rumors are true.
However,
you have
to remember that this is a business, number one. Number one, that's what people have been telling me. It's like, this is a business.
Oh, no.
Number two, she's an actress within the Hollywood, you know, the Hollywood
doesn't matter.
I guess, scene. And she has to have some leave the show with some decorum. Now, Mike, as I recall, somebody said that when she actually tweeted that it was the publicist from General Hospital was actually helping her craft that. They allowed Nancy Lee Grahn to do her statement, and I'm sure that they crafted that as well. Now, having said that, and the fact that everything was in hush-hush mode, there was a gag order across the board, why do you think that is? It's because they don't want people to know that this was an image issue only. The girl is a daytime Emmy-winning actress.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
You know, they do know that, yes, there's going to be an uproar. There will be an uproar.
You know what, and you know what, I thought about this all weekend, Christy, because, you know, I was pissed off. You know, I was just sitting on my bed with a glass of wine, which probably wasn't helpful at the moment. But I'm thinking in my head, he fucked up Kathy Bio from One Life to Live.
Mm-hmm.
He went after Becky, and he did go after Becky. We all know that.
Now he's going
after a 19-year-old girl that is pretty.
I know.
So for me, I'm thinking, you know, I'm sorry, but this guy should have gotten a big sexual harassment suit years ago because
absolutely.
You know, he's like. He says things, and then he gets away with it. He can...
He's a freaking pig.
Yeah.
He is.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And when I go, I tell people that. So, he is a freaking pig. And for Disney to put up with him, it's just disgusting. But I don't watch any Disney shows whatsoever.
Him and Ann Sweeney. Listen, the unholy trinity over there is Ann Sweeney, Brian Franz, and Jill Phelps is the bottom line. And they're the ones that control the show. They control what goes on over there. They control who is hired and fired. They control the writing. That is why everything has been, and the editing has just been awful. It's just been a mess. And that's why there's been so much upheaval backstage. And, you know, and unless, what I don't understand is how Disney can continue to, you know, keep these people in power like this, especially when Disney caters to the younger people of the country.
They do.
And my big beef about it is that, you know, listen, you are asking,
you know, you're in charge of basically from the time these kids are born, they're doctrined, or I don't know what the right word is, in order to, you know, Disney this, Disney that. We buy their products. We continue all through the years, because then when you become parents, you are buying Disney. And how can they fire an actress based on her looks, especially with, you know, all the crisis in the country of self-image, poor self-image. Why do you think that there's such a high, you know, percentage of teen, you know, anorexia and teens that with bulimia? It's because of this type of a situation. I mean, to say mm-hmm. that you can't, we need an mm-hmm. actress that doesn't look 12 years old and can fill a dress. I mean, what the heck is that? Allowing that to go on? Why are they allowing these three people?
And why her co-stars are keeping mum, I would be very loud. You know what I mean? If it was one of my mm-hmm. friends or someone I worked with and that happened. I mean, it's all about harassment, right? I mean, you mm-hmm. come in all different forms. And
right.
you can be anonymous about it. You don't have to say who you are. You can just say, I witnessed this or I heard this or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And any emotional distress is ethics. And he is
yeah.
horrible at it. Horrible.
Exactly. And Lexi's just been very classy about the whole thing, you know. And, I mean, she still has
yeah.
to work in the industry. And so, of course, she's not going to, you know, cause a scene or you know, and I'm sure
oh,
her representatives
would.
Are telling her that, you know, you're not going to get a job if you do. You know what I mean?
I bet she'd get more offers if she came clean about what's going on at that studio and how
yeah.
she was treated and how others are treated. I bet she would get many gold stars for that.
Yeah, well, we hope so.
You guys, I am back. You guys, I am back. Blog Talk kicked me off.
Uh-oh.
Blog
oh,
Talk
that's kicked... where you were.
Yeah, I'm like, crap.
I thought you were
you know,
on the phone again or something.
No, it kicked me off. But you know what? Okay, I was thinking, are we going to try to do something that we did for Rebecca, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did a really good job with Rebecca, but Cyrus said something on You So Christy on Saturday that he didn't think, you know, trying to get her job back will, you know, it was like a one in a million thing with Becky.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it was Lex.
Yeah.
I think any fan has fought harder for Becky. Ever.
Yep.
I mean, that was awesome.
Well,
you know what I mean? And I'm not saying that there's not actresses just as important or whatever, but I don't
mm-hmm.
think there'll be that kind of fight for anyone else. I really don't.
No.
I mean, personally, I haven't watched General Hospital in a long time, so I don't even no, or, you know, I never saw Christina or Lexi on my screen.
Oh,
you know, I don't know her like I, you know, watched Becky
yeah.
all those
like
years.
Like, you weren't
you
as
know
invested
I mean?
As, like, the rest of us, I mean, as far as, you know, that goes. But see, therein, you are a perfect example of what needs to change, though. You see, everybody complains about, oh, the soaps are getting cut left and right and this and that and, you know, or they get angry. I mean, of course, there's been a huge, huge amount of anger on Twitter about over Lexi's firing. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, people are turning it off. So then it makes you wonder, why
mm-hmm.
are they doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Are they trying to get the show canceled? I mean, are they trying to ensure that it gets canceled? You know,
well,
it just makes you wonder, you know. But the idea is that you guys can't give up. I mean, if you want the soap genre to continue, and you
yeah,
want,
and you know what,
you know, you have to
mm-hmm.
you have to continue to watch. You know, you have to watch.
Oh well,
you, have
you
to
know
call,
what,
you have to
I
post.
Well, there's watching, and then there's watching. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I will watch a show if I like what's going on. But absolutely
mm-hmm.
nothing on General Hospital right now or for the last 3 years has been
thank
any
you.
Interest whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all it does
yeah.
is piss me off and make me angry. Why would I
yeah.
want to watch that, you know? So I call
yeah.
and I tell them what I want every single day, 20,000 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I write
you do that
and
much,
I
huh?
you know, write to all these different people and send them emails every day and tell them what will get me to watch and what will, you know, my 800 friends on Facebook will watch as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, I feel like
they
you
know
guys
we're out there. I mean, they know we're out there. They know what will get us to watch. They just need to do it.
And you know what?
To do.
Yeah, but I feel November is a November will be a November to remember. I believe
I think November
I believe saying that are coming for us. And you know, for one, I don't think we are going to be the most fucking fan base in November. I think we are finally going to be.
You're going to see armies of fans coming back in November.
Yeah.
Armies of fans coming back.
Well, I hope so. I don't know, you know. It's, like, so depressing to know
it's
really hard to believe that things are going to change around. And,
You
know, we've been saying, you know, it's coming. But
the more
speed that is gained, you know, that I hear about this.
I mean, I think we are going to be at a very crucial time come November. And I think, you know, when we get our cover back, and when we get what we've been wanting this whole time, it's going to feel good. It's going to feel good.
It's going to be awesome.
Let me tell you. I will come on my own show and, you know, do a little happy dance and, you know, rub it in a little to the Zay Sam faces. I've been waiting for this, to throw something so big in their face because they have been so much denial.
Right? They did it to us.
Yep.
Nasty as hell, and I can't wait to rub it in their face.
Yep. But you guys, we have to do this in a classy way. We cannot be
there can't be any kind of a brawl. It needs to be
Block Hall, you are mayor.
Karma is a beautiful thing.
Yep. You guys, Block Hall, you are mayor with us?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Carrie. I don't know who was just speaking a minute ago, but I agree with the person that said they don't watch because you have. I don't know. I agree with supporting the soap genre, but I've supported that show for 20 years, and I refuse to do it when they put crap on the screen. We don't owe them anything. They
absolutely.
Owe them fans. And like she said,
absolutely.
I pull that comment line constantly, like you do. Tell them what we want to watch, and if they don't do that, I don't owe them a damn thing.
Well, you know what.
Well, then you can't complain when the soaps are gone. I'm not going to be able to get Ethan and Christina. I'm not going to get the couple that I wanted to see together. I wanted them because of the way that the chemistry was between Nathan and Lexi. It wasn't the characters per se. It's the chemistry between Nathan and Lexi. That was why I loved them. I loved them in scenes. Now, I'm not going to get them. That ship has sailed. But on the other hand, as angry and frustrated and upset and disillusioned that I am about this entire situation, I don't want General Hospital to go off the air.
And you know what?
That has already been made. ABC has already made that decision. They just haven't announced it. They're not.
Right.
They've already made that decision. So we can put our eyeballs every day and twice on Sunday.
You know what?
That decision has already been made.
You know what? No, wait a moment.
Once they make changes and they see their ratings climb, they're not going to cancel.
They will
have no reason to.
They didn't have One Life to Live. One Life to Live has better ratings than General Hospital. If you go on
General
Hospital should have been gone, and One Life to Live, if you're going to go on strictly ratings,
General Hospital is the left side of ABC. I'm sorry to say this on air, but One Life to Live was the stepchild. One Life to Live was the one that got kicked around. I get it. But when they come to General Hospital in the waiting, we'll come back and we'll come back and boom. When we get our cover back, it will
yes.
not get canceled.
It'll be the
it
best
won't.
Soap again. It will
yes,
be the best soap.
Again.
Yes,
it will.
Soap.
And
it'll be better
they are not
going to.
They are
absolutely.
Not going to fucking cancel a show that is going to bring in the ratings. You know, when you have Steve Britton and Rebecca Hurst back in scene together, back in lab, back in ISEX, people will not be able to turn off their TV.
But
people are going to love
even
it.
If they do, even if they do cancel GH, I still want what I want until that day comes.
Exactly.
So I'm going to fight until that day comes. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Not,
that's sort of where I'm at.
But I'm also not going to be, I guess you can say the word,
you
think, to watch.
You have been taken, yeah, you have been taken advantage of.
People are not going to watch bad television. That's just, that's number one. That's not going to happen. People are not going to waste time and watch bad television. And you know what I resent? I resent the actors, them telling the actors to go on Twitter and ask people, please watch General Hospital.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was old-fashioned.
You know what? I
tweet
back to them.
I said, when General Hospital gives me something to watch, then I'll watch.
Amen.
And I just leave it at that. You know?
You know what?
And then
I'm
say, well, I'm sorry you're not enjoying the show, but can you please tune in? No.
Well, you know what, I'm enjoying, you guys, I gotta say, I'm enjoying Cuddly and Swan. For that, for me right now, that is doing, I love seeing this. And, you know, come November, people, we are going to be in a position that we've waited over 13 years, really, to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's true. It's going to be awesome. And it doesn't matter if what's-her-name stays or goes. It just doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know what?
The ratings
on my point is.
I mean, we their wedding ratings
were
the worst.
Yep.
Yeah, they were.
Well, wait. The idea for the Lexi Ainsworth. I mean, we're doing it. Obviously, we're going to do an Operation Save Lexi. I mean, we're trying to do stuff, but that isn't the point. My point in the bigger picture here is that that's just a minute thing that occurred. Okay. That made me angry. It made me angry. It made me upset. It upset
mm-hmm.
me that they are going to use, first of all, her movie as a scapegoat. Okay?
Yes, uh-huh.
That's what
yep.
they're saying.
Yep.
They're saying, oh, well, we couldn't give her the time out. Bullshit. I'm sorry. Excuse my language.
Yeah.
That's BS.
Yeah.
Okay?
Totally
they used that as a smokescreen, and they knew
yeah.
that if they
yeah.
just said, oh, well, we're just going in a new direction, that we would all
yeah.
be upset. They kept it under wraps. They didn't want anybody
yeah.
to, you know, to try to save her or, you know, have an opinion. And therein lies the problem. The fans
yeah.
haven't been heard. The fans
yeah.
aren't being heard. The fans don't, you know, nothing that we do or say seems to matter. And so how do you combat that? You continue. You continue
yeah.
to fight. You continue by calling and posting and writing letters. And, yes, it seems futile. It does. But the bigger picture is that and the fact that the self-image of kids in America, young women, is, you know, is going to be affected by this. And we don't.
Exactly.
The idea for me, too, is that I don't want – I want them to change their policy and how they operate. I think that Jill Farron Phelps, I think that Brian Franz and Ann Sweeney should be fired, and that's what we should be clamoring for because they control
yeah.
ABC Disney. Bottom line,
I don't.
And does Disney want these type of people in charge? Would you want them to be raising your kids with that
no.
kind of a mentality? Well, that's what
no.
I'm saying, and that's what I'm,
yeah,
I'm trying
I know.
To look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know,
you
it's
know
not
what,
even
about
Lexi's firing or getting her rehired. It's a bigger picture
and,
here.
Yeah, well, you
yeah.
know what?
Yeah.
And thing
about her, too. I mean, she's not the only one that, you know, I mean, all this big hype about Monica coming back. She was on General
yes.
Hospital for like a week, and we haven't seen her since.
Right.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Come on. Everybody's all excited, and we all, you know, all happy for her, and she's tweeting, and then she stops tweeting, and we don't see her, and you know what I mean?
I do believe Monica will be back really good in November, too. I really believe that. And you know
well,
what?
I heard
and,
that, too, and I also heard that Audrey will be back in November.
Yeah, and you know what, you guys, I
so
thought
that
about
tells
this.
Me that that's an Elizabeth story right there.
Yep.
And I
and
think,
you know what?
I think Stephen has secrets
yep, me
that
too.
Are going to hurt Elizabeth.
Yep, and you know what the thing is, you guys, the reason why they were not so upfront about Lexi is, okay, they had the debacle of Rebecca firing. They had the debacle of Tyler Christopher, Ingo,
mm-hmm.
all that. They did not want another media frenzy, their phone ringing off the hook every day to try and save Lexi. They did not want egg on their face. Again,
mm-hmm.
they already had egg on their face, and ABC already had egg on their face by the One Life to Live at AMC
yes.
canceling. So pretty much
yeah.
they were looking out for themselves. They, could,
yeah.
they did not care what we thought.
Another thing that ABC lied about that I was not too happy with is Kristen Storm. She was
yeah,
ill and she was going to be out for 2 months. She wasn't ill. She got into trouble or something, a DWI or whatever. You know, and here her fans or people concerned about her health, the actress, not the character, were like, oh, I hope she's better, and, you know, send prayers or whatever. And it was all fucking lies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't you say it was personal reasons? She'll be back in a couple months or whatever. Don't
yeah.
tell me someone's
well, they don't
ill.
Seem to know how to,
you know what I mean?
How to handle
it's
this
just
stuff.
The way they handle that, too.
Yeah.
Okay,
she's on her reality show all happy and chippy and whatever. I mean,
I'm not
seeing
that, actually.
It's on the reality show, like, she announced that she's not coming back or something.
Well,
what?
She's
I didn't
coming
hear
back,
that.
But not as Maxi. That's the latest rumor.
That
what?
She's back, but not as Maxi.
Oh my God!
Okay.
I don't see how that could work.
I don't know what's going on, but anyway.
Okay.
You know what?
Amy.
I can't.
Hold on, Amy.
What?
Oh, 562. You're on the air.
Hello.
562. Terry, you're on the air. Terry. Okay, maybe she muted me. I really think that, 508, did you want to be on the air?
Did what?
No, 508. But yeah, Amy, go on your little rant. I love it when you're on your rant.
Oh, I forget what I was saying. Oh, shit. No, I'm like, all these people lost their job. On the anniversary
right.
of, or whatever it will be, the last day of All My Children, you know, an actress who's still on a soap opera on ABC still has her job.
Yeah.
Gets a reality show when reality
yeah.
shows kill two soap operas.
Yeah, well,
that's just nasty. Nasty and heartless. And
I'm Amy.
What?
5-6 to you on the air again.
Hello?
Hi.
I pressed one, but there was no app. I was saying hello, and I guess Blog Talk is being really shitty tonight.
Yeah,
so.
And 508, you're on the air too. But no, I just think
maybe,
with the whole.
Tonight?
I think with the whole. What, you?
No, I was just going to say something about the Ethan and Christina thing with Lex, you know.
Oh, go for it.
I don't know why they seem to think that recasting her, because it's about the actors, not the characters.
Mm-hmm.
It's the actors that make the chemistry between the two stars, the two characters.
Yep.
It would just be like getting rid of Rebecca Hurston to replace her with somebody else. There won't be the chemistry there anymore. You know,
right.
I don't understand why they think to recast her, if that's what they're doing, to make her look more mature, because I think that's the whole point of the whole thing, that I liked them, because she was, you know, going through all that stuff with her boyfriend and getting beat up, and he was there for her, and I liked the fact that she looked a little bit, you know, she was in high school, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean,
nice girls
don't
last long on GH.
Yeah. And you know what, I'm really, that When I heard about that, that really, really took the cake with me for Jenna Hospital now. They really do not know what the heck they're doing anymore. And they're going to lose a lot. I won't be surprised when Jenna Hospital goes off the air.
I don't think it will.
And I say that show, it's not the way, it's not the same anymore. I used to
Okay. You know what? You know what? This is gonna be in November to remember. Fans are gonna come back in droves. I can guarantee it right now that they will come back in droves, and they will not be canceled because they will be.
I just resigned from a job that I had for 12 years. That's as long as I've been waiting for Jason and Liz to get together. Officially, it's just it's like I just got a new job. It's like, well, am I going to be there another 12 years before?
No, you won't. They are coming, and, you know, for all the non-believers and naysayers, I cannot wait to throw this at their little feet. I cannot wait to dance on their little parade. And you know what, Zane Samuels? You couple are not really ever fucking married. Deal with that, too.
You know what? We're being talked about on this show. Is being talked about on the ABC message board. There was a message for the liaison fans to go in there. I wonder if the liaison fans popped into this, you know, go in there and look. And so they mentioned, like, I don't know, mentioned blog talk, you know, like liaison radio and about what we're saying about November or whatever to look out for November and stuff. I don't remember exactly, but we were getting a shout out on the ABC message was funny. So, yeah.
Well, we are getting Saturday on the most crappy message book there is because they have a psycho on there.
Wow. Are you serious? Because, you know, Franz monitors that board, so I'm very surprised anything VA-fun related is on there.
Wait,
oh,
does he monitor which board? Which board does he monitor?
Absolutely,
he does.
Yeah,
well, Facebook page. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Ever wonder why everybody's posts stay there, but when we talk about Becky or Steve or Jason and Elizabeth,
it gets deleted.
It gets erased right away.
Interesting.
Now you know.
Oh, that's why
I
don't go to VA Facebook.
Anyway. I can't even be nice anymore.
I took myself off the DA Facebook. And Silo Pulver, thank God, banned over there. I'm still banned today. Again, try. Yep, and Moby goes, yep, I banned myself. You know, that message board over there is pure evil, and I would not want to go and why anything.
They are pure evil.
I don't go on there anymore to like write anything because I've posted on there and it's been deleted. So I just go in there for a laugh. I like the arguments. These Sammer fans, they think that they know everything about their, you know, whatever. And so people go in there and argue it, and I just start laughing, you know.
I don't know
what else we can do at this point but laugh. I mean, you know, otherwise we would all be going crazy, I think.
I know, really.
All you gotta do is listen to Carly. She'll make you laugh. Right, Carly?
Yeah, exactly.
They should be grateful that they have their couple. They should be grateful.
Yeah.
They should not be complaining. They shouldn't be bashing. You know, they should be happy. I'd be happy if we got little scraps. Or something,
yep. You
know?
Oh, by the way, you guys, I just want to tell everyone, around like the end of October, November, one night when, you know, we are going to finally give what we want, we are going to have a wine or a drinking. So, because after all this, after all everything we've been through in the last
loud roars, you'll hear it.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, I know Christy, who said Reluctant Heart. How old are you? Christy, how old are you? Yeah, well, no, how old are you? Because I'm including the all the fans.
I'm 39. I just turned 39. I know, but I sound young.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm in the same boat there, so I'm about, I hate saying
Oh, my God, you do not sound like you are 39, by the way.
No,
okay?
You sound like that. No.
Somebody at work
you're
coming
18.
With all
doctors. Somebody at work. I should have said I'm 19 plus 20 or whatever. Yeah, you're going to call on Wednesday, right, Carly?
Of course I'm going to call, but no, I just thought if you were like 18 or 16 and I wasn't cozying.
I know,
I thought
you
were
18 too.
Yeah, I'm like okay,
like,
I'm going to really go down. I'm like, great, I'm going to really go down for that one. And, you know, okay. This point, you guys, I never get in a slander suit because with this story.
Carly's
going to
send us all a bottle of wine, right, Carly? Yeah, right, wine. Gotta have that.
Well, I mean,
as soon as I find out what Lexi's last air date, I'm going to have a board party on Reluctant Heart. So,
oh, cool.
So we'll all be chatting and talking about, we'll watch the show together, but then at night also we will have, we'll be online, so, you know, if anybody wants to come and chat and stay, you know, I'm still going to keep the board up and tell her about air date, and then I'm going to just switch the board over. It'll just be a general GH kind of thing. So the board's still going to be there, and Twitter. Yeah, and I'm going to change the Facebook page for the Our Heart Radio, so that will be gone, but the other Ethan and Christina Facebook page is going to still be there. So,
Yeah, 414, you're on the air too if you want to be on. 414. 414.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll go well on Wednesday.
Oh,
it
come
was
on. I mean,
on Saturday.
come on, no, think about it. Christy, you have all of us backing you up on here. And, you know, people listen to my show, like, and I think we only listen to it because I really need a big laugh sometimes. But, you know, you got so many calls on Saturday. Mama, I ever did my first time out. So,
I was shocked. I was like, oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. That was so cool.
Well, I mean, you know, Cyrus and I both called in because, you know, Cyrus and I, you know, I want to thank Cyrus again for not having his show tonight because we all know everyone will have to go back and forth and pick between Cyrus and I, but you guys don't know, you really have to pick me. Not Cyrus, okay.
Okay. The little contest begins, right?
Yeah. And did you guys hear about the event for JSAM is like $270 for event?
I know.
I mean,
that's just crazy. That's just crazy.
I mean, we are in the economy.
Most of them are like 12 years old. You know what I mean? Whatever.
They'll have to save their whole entire lifetime in order to afford that.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Interesting. You
I read a tweet today.
My mom won't give me the money for that. You know what I found interesting, you guys? Yeah. And I was just doing a little bit of research here for the show on Wednesday. But I found it interesting that if you look at Jill Fehrenfeld's, I looked up on, what is it, Wikipedia, they call it, Wikipedia?
Yeah.
To find out, like, what her, you know, where she came from. You know, I know she's been on G8 for a long time. And I found it very interesting that every single show, every single soap that she's been involved in, has been canceled.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
I was like, oh, my God, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, during all this, I just hadn't even thought of that or it never even crossed my mind. But I just thought it was very interesting, you know, because they're all, you know, mm-hmm. Oh, well, she's been on Santa Barbara, Guiding Light, Another World, One Life to Live. Now General mm-hmm. Hospital, every single
yeah,
show
well,
that she's been on has been canceled. So it makes
because
you wonder.
Franz was in charge of the foreign soaps over in Europe and stuff like that, and they got canceled too. So, and then when he
yeah.
came to here, he took over.
Yeah.
For Disney or whatever, and yeah, so yeah,
yeah. It just boggled my mind that you know why
but
why did they then it makes you wonder
hospital,
why they hire her.
It's just gone down. Ever since he came, you know.
Yep. But the other thing I was going to tell you guys is, you know, there's a huge, I know you guys aren't, it's not mainly, it is, they're doing a, you know, Operation Save Lexi, and it'd be good if, you know, if anybody's interested in going, and there's petition that's going around, there's like all kinds of stuff on the Ethan and Christina Facebook page. There's another Facebook page that actually my co-pilot on the radio show, she put together a Facebook page that's General Hospitals Unite, Fans Unite, and she's asking that any of the Lexi Ainsworth fans that want a picture video of them added to our video scrapbook, we are asking that they go to that site and upload your picture with a sign that says Save Lexi or what that you make. And it's generalhospitalfansunite.blogspot.com, and all the information, where to email the information and everything, is there. We do have one picture up there to Save Lexi Ainsworth. But yeah, we need to, you know, just start banding together. I mean, at least if nothing else, let's let them hear how angry we are and that it's not right. The reason that she was let go was not right. And, you know, so I just wanted to put that out there.
Yep, I totally agree.
Well, you know,
okay,
I mean,
Charlie,
we could...
I need to go, honey, because I need to go to bed.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, and it's storming tonight, too.
What's that?
You know, the leaves are going back and forth, and the trees are, like, going back and forth. I don't like this, you guys. I just don't want our power to go out.
Blah. It won't go out. Don't worry.
Yeah, we just got to hang in there. It's hard, but, you know. I just think the main issue, the big issue, though, the bigger picture everybody just has to remember is it's the image, the self-image. And how they envision, you know, it's kind
all
of
right,
war.
All right, I got to go home. I'll talk to
okay,
you tomorrow.
Okay, text me tomorrow.
I will.
Okay,
bye. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, yeah, and Carrie dropped, too.
Who did?
I don't know. My co-host, Carrie dropped.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened to your co-host?
I don't know.
They're not allowed to drop. That's funny.
It's
well,
like,
I just think that, you know, we just need to keep up the pressure, you know. That's all we can do at this point.
Exactly. I mean...
I don't know what else to think or
you know,
do.
I mean, yeah, but, you know, I have a feeling we are going to see more firing than this is the tip of the iceberg, I believe.
I just hope it's not Brandon Barash. I don't want him to leave, or Nathan. If Nathan leaves, I'm going to be really, really upset. I love he's my favorite, actually. Him and Lexi are my favorite, so...
Let me tell you, if Laura White left, I will be on the next plane to California, getting me a really good self-defense lawyer, and, I would be... No, I would.
There's
going to
be a confrontation, so look out.
Yeah, I mean, if...
Well,
if that happens,
wondering why they're doing all these supposedly all these firings, a lot of exits by the end of the year is what I'm hearing, and They want people to watch, and yet they keep doing these crazy things. I mean, and like you said earlier, you know, it was first Becky Hurst, then, you know, the way they handled Ingo was awful. The way they handled Tyler was ridiculous. Now Lexi.
You guys, hold on. Phone one for you on the air with us.
Hi, it's Webby from Rockton Art.
Hi, Webby.
Oh. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Welcome, you know. Welcome in this crazy show, bud.
I just want to add something I just read on Wikipedia about
ABC
Time.
Oh, God. Okay.
It says on Wikipedia about ABC Daytime that the daughters of Gloria Monteith, of the woman that created General Hospital, sued ABC for being dishonest.
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
So it's not... It's not surprising the taxes that they've been taking. I mean,
yep.
It's just ridiculous. I did not hear about that, but this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I did. I remember. 708, you're on the air, too.
Hey,
I don't remember that. What was that again? The daughter sued?
Yep. Yeah, it was back in, the reason why most people don't want it, because that came out, and the next day, AMC and One Life for Live came out, the cancel thingy. And that's why it wasn't so in the news, because of, you know, the other thing.
I didn't realize that. I don't remember
that. I'll send you the leak. I'll send you the link, Chrissy, on Reluctant Press, but it's ridiculous. I mean, just some of the things that I'm reading on here.
I signed up for the webpage this weekend, and I keep forgetting to, like they said, do you email, and I forgot to send whatever I was supposed to, so I don't know if I'm activated or not, but, you know, I wanted to.
Did you get my email? You got my welcome email, right?
Yeah, I haven't got time to finish it up, so yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you I will, but no, I just feel like, you know, the way they did this with Lexi was the worst thing they could have done. And, you know, I keep thinking, okay, so if they can fire, you know, Lexi, who's really, really good, how long is Molly going to be around?
I know, probably not. I think they might be sourcing all the kids, I'm wondering.
Because
Molly and Morgan.
Well, we haven't seen Molly in a couple weeks.
I know. And I love Haley. She's so adorable. She's great. I would hate to see that happen.
You know what? She's been on here. I have her on here before, and she's sweet and nice and everything. So, yeah, but I'm like, how can you have these kids who are really talented, but you're going to say, oh, it's okay, I lied to your fans for like a week or two, you know? Because remember, Christy, when we heard this rumor going around 2 weeks ago, and we had that Friday night show, and everyone told us not to worry, that she was doing a movie, and not to worry. And then 5 days later, we heard that she was let go. Okay, so if you really want to be honest with us and have us really like you, they should have been honest from the get-go with this.
Right. Well, you know, it's just, it's a huge issue, and I don't understand. The thing is, there was no real reason for the gag order. I mean, it was, you know, they're still going to get a bunch of calls and posts and letters and uproar over this. So, and the fact that they put poor Lexi in the middle of it, instead of, they never even did like a actual press release or, you know, they could have, even if they didn't want to say specifically what was going on, just say, you know, there are going to be some changes, we'll get back. I mean, it's the manner in which that they operate that is just ridiculous, and it's underhanded the way, and they back the poor actors, they don't know what the hell is going on over there, seriously. And the way they treat the actors and the staff and the crew and everybody else that's involved in creating these shows, you know, I mean, these three of them, they sit up there on their in their little offices, and they craft these you know, rumors to leak and things like that, you know, to kind of mislead the audience. And, oh, well, we want you to, you know, we want you to watch. We want you to, I mean, like, the whole Shazam wedding and everything, I mean, we were all upset when the minute that those scenes were cut. That was very, very disturbing to me, because that just proves, you know, how devious they are. They didn't care that we were all waiting. We'd been waiting for, what, 5 weeks or something for some new Ethan and Christina scenes, and then they just cut them and with no other explanation. And then there's these two little rumor that gets out. And it's just, I just don't know why anybody would continue to, you know, want to be associated even with ABC or Disney at this point, because it's the way they operate. It's just, it's not professional in any way, shape, or form. You know, they obviously had the publicist help her with the tweet, you know, to say what they wanted to say. And, you know, it's just not right. You know, they should have had the publicist crafting a statement by ABC, by Jill Fehrenfeld, executive producer of General Hospital. There should have been a statement from her saying, this is what's going on. We know there's been this rumor here and there. This is what, I mean, instead of putting the little Lexi involved, you know, and tweeting and breaking the news to us on a Friday evening, of course.
You know, that too,
a long weekend.
That too made me pissed off, because I came on air Friday night, and I didn't have time before this to look around. And I got Blog Talk all, you know, hooked up and everything. And someone in the staff room, I think it was Ruby Red or one of, you know, my listeners, go, Carly, did you hear what happened to Lexi? And I'm like, and I go, why? And he goes, and the moment I found out what happened, I could not compose myself, because I
know.
You know, I was like, you know, I'm like, okay, but people are going to really have a problem for what I'm about to say tonight, that their thing was finding out on a Friday night, because, you know, because they did not want to, you know, they didn't want to give a band with codes come, you know, the next morning, because it was Saturday. They crafted that so sneaky and so wrong and underhanded that they tried to do that with Rebecca Hood. It was a Tuesday night. And one day morning, they were, the studio went dark for a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for all their crafty little, you know, whatever they do, you know, I think that's something I wish they would just pay for it.
Right.
You know, Ruby, because I tried to prepare you, Carly. Well, Ruby, I know you did, but I, you know, when you get told all week that you guys have nothing to worry about, Lexi's fine. You know, it's like,
well, then I know, because my source didn't know. I mean, like, that's why I say I know there was a gag order, because my source, who is very credible and actually knows people, I mean, you know, I'm saying if my source didn't, you know what was going
exactly,
on, neither did anybody else. You know, and so it's just disheartening. And, you know, bottom line is that the fans, I guess, obviously don't matter. And so that's why we need to continue our fight, because otherwise we're just going to be, you know, we're just talking about it. Nothing is, you know, at least we're trying to affect some sort of a change. You know, I know it might not bring Lexi Ainsworth back to that role, which, whatever, like I said, the bigger picture is to change the people in charge and the way that they, you know, are trying to, you know, hire and fire people based on looks only. You know, if she hadn't been an Emmy-nominated actress and they had complained about her acting, or that she couldn't, or that she didn't, you know, execute the entire abuse storyline, and I mean, she was just fabulous. There was no reason for it. And now, not only did they let her go, but they totally screwed up the Davis girls. I mean, those were some of the funnest scenes to watch. We always love watching all the Davis girls in scenes, you know, because they all mesh so well, and they're all so talented, and now we don't even have that. You know, the chemistry between them was wonderful. The chemistry between Lexi and Maurice Bernard was wonderful. You know, they have to, they don't realize that they've completely obliterated. It's not only about Ethan and Christina. I mean, it's about a key character in, one of the main four families on the show. So, you know, it's just, you know, I think the idea is to just make sure people understand that and put that out there and just, you know.
You know what I don't understand? I think Maurice Bernard is pissed off. I don't think he is going to take this, you know, because he loves Lexi. I don't think he's going to take this lightly.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And I wouldn't if I was him either. You know, I mean, what are they doing? It's just, you know, to have some, I mean, what are they going to have her come back? Let's just say, I don't even know what her exit really is going to be, but I'm just guessing that it's about, you know, they're going to ship her off to Yale, that Sunny probably bought her in. What, she's going to leave school and come back as some, like, Guido, you know, big wig attitude, you know, just a whole different Christina? It just doesn't make any sense. It's just, you know. I don't know. I don't see how that could possibly work. I would rather that they just leave her off the show than try and recast her or recast her with that actress that we saw from the audition tape. I would just rather they just not bring her back. And
you know what, Anne? You know what? And if the rumors are true about Kimo leaving and if, you know, Molly's out there. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but we haven't seen Molly in a couple of weeks either. So, you know, and, you know, I just feel like Nancy Lee Grand Big Mouth is going to get her in trouble sooner or later. Last year at this time, she was saying everything bad about ABC, and then for a while she's been kissing their ass, but I don't understand. I don't know how you can just, you know, wake up one day and decide, oh, I hate the people I work, you know, for. Okay, so I'm going to yell at them on Twitter, but then 2 weeks later or a month or two later when I'm in contract negotiation, oh, ABC is the best, so you guys need to watch it again.
Yeah.
To me,
yeah,
I'm like...
Well, and the other thing is, you know, I mean, Nathan's scenes with Tony Garey on Friday were fantastic. I mean, I was just blown away. It was so great. But what's sad about it is that, you know, Christina is the one that has helped him through all of the bullshit with, you know, with Luke and the intervention, and she's been there for him every single step of the way. And so Luke returns, and we're not even going to get that, you know, to help her helping him through that and, you know, dealing with it. You know, I mean, she's been the only one that was there for him through everything, and then they just completely obliterated that too. You know, it's just so sad. I mean, normally I would guess that, you know, okay, maybe he would go see her after such a, you know, confrontation with Luke on Friday. But it's not going to happen. And they, you know, they just, everything that, they spent all that money on all of the advertising in all the soap magazines for Ethan and Christina, all summer long. We got to see them. It was really fun watching the show and this and that. And then they just fire her like that? I mean...
I will never understand them.
Yeah.
But and you know what? And the thing is, also, is, you know, I'm sorry, but they had the perfect Spencer, Crystal, you know, thing they could have done. And for them to just say, oh, no, and, you know, for Lexi... Lexi, I don't know, I feel so sorry for, I don't know, I mean, you know, this was so hush-hush for so long about Lexi, and I don't think it was because she did this movie. I don't, they were just looking for a reason to get rid of her because she's pretty, and you know, she's beautiful, and, you know, she's out.
Well, remember, they wanted her to play the sister on that new show with Sarah Michelle Gellar. They wanted her to play her sister in a recurring role in Ringer, in that show Ringer. And that was back in, I think, September, first part of September, and on her Facebook, I think she posted it. But they wouldn't let her out of her contract, so she didn't do it. And so they stopped her from doing that. And then this movie comes up, and she, I think also, I think it was either on her Twitter or Facebook, I can't remember where she posted it, but she said that they were going to give her the time off, you know, they were going to give her 5 weeks off. She was going back to work on October 3rd. So, and then after that, it was like, okay, obviously they had it in the works for a while, and she had no idea what was going on, you know, it was all under wraps, and so I'm sure she was probably as shocked as everybody else was when, you know, when it actually happened. But it's like, if they weren't going to let her take that role on Ringer, and, you know, why didn't they just let her take it, you know, that rather than, you know, have her, you know, block her from any kind of, you know, doing it. So the way that it all came down was bizarre. And then I think that, oh, well, we'll give you the time off. And then that's what they're using as a scapegoat, I think, for, you know, to say, oh, well, this is the reason that we couldn't accommodate her schedule. Well,
okay, you guys, let's talk about something else, because we've been on the subject for like an hour, and, you know.
Yeah. Okay, what about Hot Johnny Webby? She's the Hot Johnny expert.
I'm not an expert. I'm a fan.
I
hope he's on tomorrow.
Well, I have been glued to the TV for the last couple of days, and I went through a bad withdrawal this weekend because the Michael Jackson trial was on. So, it resumed today. And... Whoa. So, I just want to say that this doctor better be getting jail time because of everything he's done. He recorded Michael Jackson when he was really, really, really
dragged
up and really out of his mind. And showing a picture of Michael Jackson on the gurney was very hard to look at. And so, for me, this whole Michael Jackson trial I'm a little upset because I just want to see why, you know, if he gets off, I'm sorry, you're going to have a lot of crazy Michael Jackson fans rioting in L.A. if he gets, out of it. Oh, Black Hole, you're on the air.
You know
Black
Hole? Is somebody else on the air?
Yeah, Black Hole, do you want to talk? Black Hole. Okay, fine. Press 1 when you do.
I was going to say that what's crazy about it, you know, he records that. He records Michael Jackson, you know, all doped up, whatever. And what does he do? Like 2 days later, he goes and orders all that drugs, all the propofol and everything. Well, then why are you recording him? And then you're going to contribute to the condition of Michael Jackson. Does that make sense? You know, as a cardiologist, you know, and then this whole stupid thing about, oh, yeah, there's no way that he can inject himself. There just isn't. He didn't have a growth shot. He didn't have a direct line into his aorta. You know, usually they do that for, you know, patients that are, you know, have terminal or
well,
ongoing stuff. He was using needles and
stuff. Okay, someone was saying something. Hello?
No, it's me. It's me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, no, I was just going to say, I don't understand how he can even be a cardiologist. Because he said he was trying to give him, he was trying to do a CPR on him on the bed. And everybody knows, anybody who knows CPR, you have to be on a flat surface, hard surface. You can't do CPR with a baby. So how the hell is he a cardiologist? Can somebody tell me that?
Well, that's what I don't get. I don't get at all. You know, I swear if they have those kids testify, those kids are never going to get over this.
Well, but, you know, that's the thing that irks me, too. Defense is calling Prince. I mean, the prosecutors decide not to call. But that's pretty desperate. If you're going to put Prince up there, I mean, the guy, the poor kid has to relive that nightmare. You know, he doesn't, that doctor doesn't care about those kids, you know. It's just disgusting, the whole situation. And, well, you know, if you look at the timeline of events that you know, Dr. Murray's team is trying to make it seem that it wasn't as long. Listen, bottom line is it was a good 30, 35 minutes where nobody knew what the heck was going on. He went in the room, could see he wasn't breathing. He was on the phone at first, and then, you know, he's not breathing. And, you know, the whole thing is so ridiculous.
And, you know, and not calling 911, and when you're on the phone with your mistress for 47 minutes, and you walk out of the room, and you want to blame Michael Jackson, and I disagree with you. Okay, block call your mail. Block call. Hello?
Watching
DH.
That's hilarious.
Na.
Are they trying to tell us to talk about General Hospital?
I don't know. This is spooky. Na.
Wow.
Okay.
Maybe I forgot we were here.
You are on the air.
Oh.
Black call. Black call, you're on the air with us.
Their phone must not be working right.
That is weird.
Yeah, maybe they
stop
translating over here.
You know, I just think, you know, once the trial gets, you know, done and over with, then we get a guilty verdict because, you know, I just think those kids were in the room not knowing their father was actually dead when the, you know.
Yep.
That
so
to
sad.
Me, you know, your daddy's dead, but no one wants to tell us, and the doctor wants to cover up. And, okay, they say that he was injected.
Yep. Well, the other thing that I found really interesting is the fact that, you know, afterward, after they declared him, you know, dead and everything, you know, Dr. Murray wanted access to the house because, oh, he had some cream or something. I mean, he was trying to figure out how to cover up his crap that he did, you know, and it's just, you know, and I'm glad that the security, the assistant, Michael Jackson's assistant, was like, this doesn't sound right. And, you know, called ahead and made sure that he wasn't allowed access, because,
I'll call you on the air again. I'll call you, press 1.
That is funny. I wonder who that is.
What's the best?
It was weird.
I think it's a troll.
What?
Mute them, Carly.
Yeah. Okay, fine. We'll mute them.
That's a Jason.
I think they're a troller. They could be a troller. Like, they're trying to, like, get us mad. Like,
probably.
Yeah, they are probably a date. They are probably a date fan. Oh, and they have. After I said that, you guys, they are probably a date fan. They hung up.
So funny.
See, they're doing it just to annoy us.
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's why I would like to rub it in their face.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? Tanya, when Jason and Liz do get back together, I want you to go up to your coworker and say, oh, Sam's a good person. Sam and Jason forever. Oh, and what just happened? Oh, Sam is gone from Jason's life. Oh, how did that happen?
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. What did you guys think of Luke and Lucky's scenes today?
I thought they were good.
Yeah, me too.
As much as I don't like Lucky, you got to give Jonathan Jackson his props when he works with Tony Gears. Because their scenes, they always rise above, it seems like. Yeah. I don't like Elizabeth, but those scenes, they were good. They were really good.
Yeah, it's just so funny that why Luke thinks that he could just walk back in and like, oh, nobody's affected and everything's going to be the same. It just, it's like, you know, I liked Ethan's scenes. They were just so great on Friday because he was right. He was like, you know, you can't just, it's not the same, you know, and I think they're lucky went over there to find him and it was awful. So,
yeah.
But yeah. It was still good acting, though.
Today's show was actually kind of decent, as long as, you know, I don't see Jason and Sam. Like, as long as I don't see him, I can kind of watch the show.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be an interesting
Luke ever killed Zeke, so, you know, I cannot wait for that one, you know, to come.
Let's
see. Is
Colin up? Are you there? I just got some dead air. Hello?
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 I got dead air, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, weird.
Hey, what is
Hello?
The
Who's in the hospital? What? I can't. Hello?
I'm still here. Right.
You're there.
Where's Carly?
I don't know where everybody went. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm hearing, like, it's, like, dead air.
Really?
I heard you.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear anybody else. I'm like, everybody left. What's going on?
Well, where did Carly go? I don't see her.
Carly must have got disconnected or something.
Oh, that's so funny, because I was like, okay, where did she go? Because it was like
a night show the other night, so maybe, like, her phone accidentally, like, lost the signal or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened to me the other night, so I had to call back into my own show.
Oh, funny. Oh, well, I mean, you know, it's all, technology is great until it doesn't work, right?
Exactly.
Right. She'll be back. I'm sure she's scrambling to get back right now. So
probably.
Are you guys
going to join the Operation Lexi Ainsworth or no?
Yeah, I'll sign. I mean,
yeah.
I haven't watched any of the young lady while she's been on General Hospital, but I can empathize because when they fired Rebecca Herbst, it was like, wow.
Yeah, that was shocking. I mean, I couldn't believe it. One of the guy that helps me with some of my computer stuff on the board, he's like number one Becky Herbst fan. He was devastated, and I kept saying to him, you know, they might change their minds. No, no, it's over. He was all depressed and everything. And then when they did change their minds, he was shocked. I was like, see, it's the power of the people. People have a lot more power than you think. You know, the idea is that
I hate blog talk. I hate blog talk. I hate blog talk.
There you are. What happened?
Come back.
It dropped me again. Blog talk, you evil little bastard. Yes, I'm calling blog talk an evil little bastard. But okay. Oh, by the way, you guys, we need to work on when like there's so many people that are calling in. We need to work on not talking over each other and let other people get in rude advice because, yeah, people like to talk on here and, you know, and Terry will be back probably Monday, but, you know, but we need to work on that because we are going to be Tony, like, the view on drugs was maybe not the worst thing that we can sound like, but, you know, when people play it back, people are going to say, what were they even talking about? And then they won't want to listen to the whole show, and that would be, you know, really bad. But, you know, I, I'll call you on the air with us, too. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you are on the air with us.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's me. I was on before I got disconnected. I came back.
Oh, hi. Okay. Well, we have Log Talk and Abyss tonight. But no, I really think, you know, Zeno Hospital will be good. The soap, I'm really enjoying watching now, you guys, the Days of Our Life. Days of Our Life has been good for the last week and a week and a half, bringing back Deidre Hall and Drake Ferguson and Christine Clark and Patrick Muldoon was a great thing that they did. That was the best thing they could have done.
Wow. You know, it's so funny. I stopped watching Days of Our Lives. That was the first soap that I watched when I first started when I was like 12 years old, I think it was. And then, like, after the whole Marlena possession situation, I stopped watching it, and I found General Hospital, so I haven't been watching it again. But, yeah, I know people are saying that it's been, that it's kind of, the revamping has worked. And I might check it out again. I don't know. I mean, I've always loved Bo and Hope, of course.
Yeah, Bo and Hope. What I love right now is seeing Bo and Hope and Dawn and Marlena and the chemistry between these four actors and this friendship that has been there for so many years. And Dawn and, you know, Bo, you know, brother-in-laws, where they were before Isabella died, seeing that has been so good to us. And I just, you know, I'm excited. I love Victor and Maggie. I love how, you know, they have all the age group on there right now. It's not like other subs will, you know, only like one, like five people on most of the time. No, Dave's doing really good. And so is Ryan R. has been, you know, Ryan R. has been good, but, you know, Ryan R., you are fucking with my Billy and Victoria, and I want you guys to stop fucking with my couple, so just put them back together. And, you know, I would be happy with them again.
Yeah, I might check it out. We'll see. I know, I was just thinking, you were talking about, I can't believe Victor Kiriakis is still on there. He's got to be 90.
No.
I remember he was older when he was on with the Miami, when they were in Miami. They did all that in the 80s. Yeah, I just remember that whole storyline was so fun to watch. I know, I missed the adventure on the soaps.
That used to be
so much fun.
I am 5'8", you on the air too, but I just love it now. And Young and the Restless is really good to watch because, you know, we are all going to be fucked up and come January when one life of live is gone, because then we are going to be down to four soaps. And, five soaps. Wait. The No Hospital. We are going to be down to four soaps. So we really need to watch the other one, because the other one is good. But I'm not totally into B&B. B&B does not do anything for me, except Makeup Young is good to look at right now. So that is, like, the only good thing that
I watched B&B for, like, a minute, only because when Constantine, I don't know how to say his last name, Margulis, whatever, from American Idol, when he was on for, like, a couple months, I watched it just because I love him, and then I stopped watching it once he left, because that was the only reason. I just kind of wanted to see him because I think he's a great actor, too, and, you know.
I can't take Bold and the Beautiful. It's too much of Brooke sleeping with her daughter's kids.
I love Brooke.
I can't take it. It's just too much.
Well, you know what? Who I cannot take is T. Taylor. I was Taylor would just go jump off her bed and die. I cannot stand.
Yeah, she's acting way too. She acts way too pathetic when it comes to Ridge. She's like she falls all over him and she just doesn't get over it. Taylor.
Thank you. I agree with that.
For a strong woman, she acts very weak and pathetic when it comes to Rick. She's much stronger than that.
Well, Brooke acts pathetic, too. She's pathetic, too.
Yeah, but in other words, Brooke gets Ridge. Ridge leaves Taylor time and time again, and she just doesn't get it.
Yeah, that's true. And the problem is, too, it's like, the actors is like, I don't know what, they're like hair models, some of them, like Ridge. I'm sorry, but what's up with him, you know? It's like, I don't know if he's reading off of a cue card. I don't see what he's doing from him.
323, you're on the AO2. 508, they haven't really talked either, but...
Oh, 508, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, sorry,
I'm being funny.
I think I was hearing you say, starting to say 508, and then I got beeped in on. I apologize about that.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I call in and talk to... This is Fanatic about soaps, and I have a feeling a couple of the people in the room are probably going to start saying some not-so-nice things about me. okay, because this is how I feel about, I know I'm backtracking now, because now you're talking about stuff that, you know, the stuff that I'm interested in, the non-general hospital division fan wars.
Oh, well, okay, let me ask you this.
I know we got past that. I like Jason and Sam. I'm not saying I don't like Liz and Jason. I'm just saying if I had to choose a preference, it would be Jason and Sam. When Liz and Jason get together, I'm not going to stop watching the show. I would really appreciate it if people would not just lump everybody together. I heard what you guys said about ABC.com, and I 100% back you guys up. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that they're deleting people's posts out there, and that's one of the reasons why I don't even bother with them. I just, to me, ABC is, and Brian Franz is the devil. I've got myself convinced as of September 2012, GH is no longer going to be on ABC.
You know what? See, this is what we don't need right now. We don't need someone. You know, we are trying to stay positive, and we don't need. No, we are fighting back. We, Friday night, we got a blow to us about Lexi Ainsworth. And in my opinion, killing Monica should have been out years ago, and the only reason she is because that was Fawn's pet, and so Jason and Sam had never worked this go-around. They worked, you know, maybe the first time, but to me, they were laughable to laugh at because, you know, all Sam was a bad inconvenience for Jason, because Sonny needed help. It wasn't like he fell in love with her. He's not in love with her. He is so not in love with her. And, yeah.
Why do you say that? Why do you think that? What is your reasoning?
I'm asking you a question. Are you telling me this is a liaison show and I should just pretty much hang up the phone right now because my opinion doesn't matter?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, this family has been fucked around from 13 years. It's been...
I agree with you on that. I absolutely 100% agree. And I actually think that both Liz and Sam, both of their characters, have been ripped apart. And it's really a sad shame to see it that way. I got a little upset, though, before with people categorizing, you know, I'm really trying very hard to stay out of the fan wars because, from my perspective, I love all the soaps. I want to see the soap opera genre continue. I want to see GH continue. And I'm trying very hard. I mean, there are some people that I've had to block on Twitter because they're getting me to the point, and I loved Liz, but they're getting me to the point where I'm not liking Liz anymore.
Well, you know, that's how we felt with Sam. That's how we felt about Sam for years. We have never liked her. How can you like a character that, you know, kind of sort of kidnapped Jason's son that probably has something to do with Jake's death? How can anyone say that character is a great character to love? No. No. See, you know what? See,
Carly.
He's going to call her.
Carly, I don't think that's the problem. Here's the problem. It's when people start attacking the actresses and the actors. You
Thank
can like
you.
Who you like. You can like who you like. But when you start, like, I've read certain Jason and Sam fans talking about Rebecca Hurst's kids. That's crossing the line.
I agree with you 100%, and I think that's part of my point is I feel like I'm being lumped in with the J-Sam people. And
I
like them together, and I know that coming up in November it's going to switch over to Liz, and that's, you know, and I'm okay with that. I'm not going to stop watching the show, but I've seen people attacking the kids, including Lexi Ainsworth, which is very upsetting. I mean,
yeah, that's terrible.
In my opinion, that Emmy was stolen from her. That should have been hers. I mean, hands
totally.
Down. I this is my opinion, yes, but I'll tell you, I watch all of the soaps, all of them. So, I mean, it's not like I just am focused on General Hospital here. I'm just having a little bit of hard time with some people just categorizing everybody together because there are some bad eggs. And I agree with you. And to be honest with you, those J-Sam fans who try to pull that crap on me, let me tell you, I unfollow them too because I don't want to hear it. I mean, what's most important here, the big picture, is trying to keep General Hospital float to the point where, at the very least, the ratings are up enough when it goes off the air in September that Prospect Park will pick it up. That's my
big fear. I agree with you. We have to be hopeful, but we have to be realistic about it, too. See, here's where I agree with you. I'm a liaison fan. I want to be hopeful, but we can't keep our heads in the clouds. I believe the decision's already been made. But like you just said,
I do not agree with you guys. I don't agree with you. I think they haven't fully made their decision. General Hospital is their bread and butter with the soaps. One Life and Live has always been the stepchild.
If it's their bread and butter, then why? Okay. Then let me put it to you this way. If it's their bread and butter, then why don't there's data that shows when the ratings go up, it's Liz, it's Sonny and Kate and Megan Ward, not just Kate, Megan Ward. If that was the case, why don't they do what a moving a ratings proven data that they have to show.
Exactly. Every time the ratings go up, they got rid of Megan. Lexi Ainsworth, she gets nominated for an Emmy, which she should have had. Well, let's get rid of her too.
Yeah.
That played a part in it. And for me, I don't know how other, I know there are other people I've seen that say they're going to boycott the show. And I'm one of those, I'm loyal to the end. I don't care how bad it gets. Let me rephrase that. It's not that I don't care how bad it gets. I'm going to continue to watch it because I refuse to give Brian Franz what he wants.
Good
he wants
you.
To drive the ratings down. And
I
will not allow him to do it.
I don't think Brian Bond gives a fuck about the soaps right now because he's too busy making sure that those two stupid talk shows that he brought into ABC. Des will. You know, he sabotaged this years ago. This was his thing coming in. He's been doing it for years. He's a serial daytime kill.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm. He started with Another World back in 1999.
Exactly. And no one has ever called him out on his bullshit. No one has really, you know, he should be in so many sexual harassment suits.
Absolutely.
Right now with Kathy Breyer, with Rebecca Hoops, and, you know, now with Lexi.
Yeah.
No. You know, this is, you know, people think Zero Feeling Phillips is, you know, great. No, I would not want a woman like that running Target or Walmart because she, you know, she thinks, oh, we want to see a woman with big breasts and everything. We want to see Kelly Monaco. No, you know what? Give us our soap back. Give us what we want back. You know, there has been years and years of us. Maison is the worst screwed over fan base in the history of daytime.
That is the
truest
thing anybody could have ever said.
Yep,
absolutely.
That's perfect. It's you know, I mean, that's my point with all of this is that, you know, the reason that I keep saying, you know, you have to call, you have to continue to try and be heard because that's the only thing we can do. And, you know, maybe by some miracle will happen and they will actually, let's just say, worst case scenario is that, yes, it's going to end next year. Well, then give us what we want to see for the next year. Can you give it to us? I mean, I would think that should be our reward. You know, it's funny because Jill Farren Phelps was on that radio show with, what is his name, Michael?
Yeah, out of Houston, I think it was. I forgot his name.
Michael Garfield, the week of the Jazam wedding. And what cracked me up, because I listened to the interview, what cracked me up was that, you know, she was just like, you know, yeah, daytime, you know, fans are the best fans in the world, and, you know, we really, and I'm just like, okay, is this the same woman that is firing Lexi Ainsworth, that is doing all these things, you know, that is undermining what we want, that doesn't care, you know? Yes, we have been telling them what we want to see for years. We've been telling them, we've been, I don't know how many thousands of, you know, responses or reactionary letters and calls and whatever they've gotten in the last couple of weeks. I mean, we do tell them what it is that we want to see. But, and they say, oh, well, you know, a big, she talked about, oh, well, we do these big events like the weddings and the, like the train wreck that time or when
okay,
they do.
The wedding wasn't a big event at all. The wedding got cut to a little tiny little restaurant. There was supposed to be a big wedding for them, like the biggest one to look and learn, but they got married.
It was nothing.
It was laughable. I was happy. I laughed. Oh, save the date. For what? For what? It was laughable. I mean,
I think I just see the painting different. I think knowing the characters Jason and Sam and how they wanted everything simple, I think to me it made sense that they got married the way they did. I agree with you guys that they built it up to be this big thing, and it turned out, you know, like a firecracker that goes shooting up and it just fizzles out.
I agree with that. I mean, I do think that it was for them, it was the best thing. But, you know, they kept building it up. Like, it was
going
to
be this
big
thing. Yeah, they kept
building
it up.
Yeah.
And then the audience went down.
So, for them, is this a small thing? No. Really, if this was their egg couple for the last 3 years, if this was their egg couple because, oh, poor Kelly Monaco, I do not want to work with Greg Vaughn anymore. That's throw Greg under the bus. All I need to work with Steve. That's, you know, that's all I can work with. I cannot act with anyone but Steve Burton because I don't know how to act because my acting sucks.
Can I ask a fanatical question? Because I've always wanted to ask this of a J. Sam fan. Now, this is just my opinion, and we all have our differences of opinion. I feel the reason I don't like Jason and Sam is I feel like when Jason is with Sam, she loses her identity. As a Jason Sam fan, how do you feel about that? Because I truly feel they once she's with him, they don't write for her, they don't give her a point or
I
a story.
I think it's interesting that you say that because a lot of people say that, you know, oh, she becomes one-dimensional. I see her as multi-dimensional. She gets involved with him with, I remember the scene in the warehouse when they were going after the cars, right? She's in the PI business, which as a conner, I think, you know, that's kind of like right up her alley.
Some people
tell me that they say, oh, we see Sam as being weepy. I see it as, well, she's got this strong, fierce side, but she's also got a softer side. It's a multidimensional thing. And I know everybody else sees Liz. And I'm not saying I don't see Liz that way, but someone sent me this whole long diatribe as, oh, I think Sam is whiny and she becomes needy and this and that. And I'm like, you know what? As someone who sees the painting different, that's how I see Liz. I see her.
Well, you know what? I never have seen.
Either of us is right or either of us
is
wrong.
You know what?
It's a difference of opinion. That's it.
You know what? I have never seen Liz sit on Jason's couch and get butt mouths because he's always on his couch for months at a time. I mean, you know,
I really see Sam as kind of attached to Jason's hip. Like, that's how I see Sam.
That's how I see it, too. Because
always has to be with him.
You know, half
a lot. If Sam is not with Jason, she is a whiny, self-centered bitch that does not know what to do with herself. She wanted Jason's only son gone, so she's really happy about that. You know, she cannot make a baby
of
her own.
Happy that his son is gone?
Yes, she is. She wanted Jay gone from the very beginning.
I don't think that's your belief. Why do you say that,
Carly?
I don't think that's true.
Let's go back to when Jake was kidnapped and Sam said to her, along the lines of, will you have another kid? Will you have Cameron? You know, she never wanted Sam had never wanted Jason and Liz and they could be happy. She set those goons up on Liz and the boys to freak out. Liz, but Jason and Liz would not be together.
That's your opinion, and you're entitled to it. But you know what? It doesn't make it a fact, honey.
You know what? Yes, it is a fact. If you go watch the goddamn thing on YouTube with your eyes and what really happened back those years ago, then, you will see what Sam did.
I know what Sam did. I've watched General Hospital for years.
Yeah, and you know what? And I
was
Sam
not
did.
Back, that's all.
Hello?
I know that Sam kidnapped Jake.
Yes.
I know that, but she never came out and said, I don't want you to have Jake. She never came out after Jake passed away and said, I'm glad he passed away. I'm glad you don't have another kid.
She was just trying to make Jason have another kid to forget about the one he just lost. That's what that bitch did to Jason. Let's have a baby of our own for you can replace your son. That's what she was trying to do.
That's what Carly was pushing for.
Carly
you
wanted
what?
That.
No, no.
Carly
you know what?
Wait.
Carly was just trying to help.
Carly is the one that went to Sam and said it wasn't Sam's idea.
I'm entitled to my opinion just as much as anybody else.
You can do this for him. You can get it, have somebody to write. It wasn't Sam's idea. That was Carly. Carly went,
Everyone that said that Jason wants Zig.
Okay.
So, you know what? No, Sam wanted to have a little baby of your own. Well, if you want a baby of your own, why don't you get knocked up with someone else and leave Jason the hell alone?
Carly, you know, when Jake first got kidnapped, Sam did say that it would be better if he didn't come back.
That's my question, Red Ruby. Is this a liaison show? If it's a liaison show, I'll never call in again, and that's fine. I'm cool with that. But I wasn't sure. That's why I first asked. That was my first question.
I think it's important to show all sides of issues. I don't think that it's a liaison show per se, but this is one of her favorite couples. It's the same thing.
I'm a co-host of Liaison Radio. So, let's see. I love Liaison. I am, you know, never going to, you know, side with the Zay family because basically I cannot do that. And, yeah.
Hello?
Five five nine. You're on the air, too.
Hi, Carly. This is Alva.
Oh, hi, sweetie. I'm glad you called in. I'm really glad. I am really glad.
I'm at work, so I can't stay on long. But I caught the end of it. It was like, oh, my God. You guys were really going at it.
I'm just trying to answer questions that people are asking me. I'm trying to express my opinion, but apparently, you know.
I think there's two sides to every call.
Really defensive when it comes to this stuff. That's all.
I
respect your opinion, and I'm the host of Liaison Radio, and I totally respect your opinion. It's just, like, the most. Most of the time, the Jason and Sam fans we encounter online, especially, are just, like, rude and very close-minded. So it's really nice to have an open-minded person.
I genuinely, like I said, when Liz and Jason get together, I'm not going to be... like doing childish things, saying I'm not going to watch the show and I'm going to boycott and I'm going to, you know, trash Rebecca Herbst and all this stuff. And, you know, maybe part of it, too, is opening my mind as well, because I've seen that on the other side. The liaison fans saying, you know, trashing Kelly Monaco. And I'm like, wait a second here. And just like you guys said before, when people are attacking Becky Herbst's kids, you've crossed the line.
Can I say
something? Because I want to make there's a difference. Because if I talk about Kelly Monaco's acting skills, okay. If you don't like, if you think Rebecca Herbst is not a great actress, that's fine. You're commenting on her professional skills. But when you start talking about personal stuff,
that's
a problem. Okay, I just want to make that clear because I said. Before, I didn't think Kelly Monaco was the greatest actress, and I don't. But I'm not going to start talking about, you know, her boyfriend or whatever it is. Yeah.
Right.
There's the difference. Logical people can make that differentiate between the two. But it's the illogical on both sides that don't.
You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I would love to see us all, like, come together united to try to get General Hospital to be the best it can be for as long as it's going to be on, however long that's going to be. I mean, I know the whole Katie Couric deal, hopefully the chew's not looking good right now, so it's very possible. You're right. I mean, it's not a guarantee that September 2012 GH is out. It's very possible that the chew is going to tank.
And
well,
it could take that time slot. I've been saying that for a while.
Exactly. It could still, you know, be there.
Right.
Well,
the idea is that everybody has to take everybody has to do at least once a week or twice a week, call in and, you know, tell them how much you love GH. You got to call ABC, not, you know, you can call the GH hotline. You know, you got to go on the ABC.com and go to the comments section, say how much you love GH, why you like it, you know, why you don't want it to, you know, be axed from their daytime schedule. And you know, that's the only thing that we can do at this point. But, you know, you have to be willing to put the work in order to get the reward. So, you know what I mean? As screwed up and messed up as this whole thing is, I mean, like, I was a huge Ethan and Christina fan. And, yes, it's very depressing. But, you know, look at the bigger picture. Do we want it on the air or do we want it to just crash and burn? And right now we all just need to band together and keep up the pressure. That's the only thing we can do right now. And, no matter what you like or don't like, just, you know, we want it. So,
can I say something about Sam? You know what? It is kind of disappointing. When I first saw Sam, I thought she was going to take my face place, but she never turned out to be a face. Mm-hmm. Face was a bad girl, and she was good at being bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Sam was going to be that, but she turned out to be nothing. Nothing like that. She just turned out to be, I think they ruined her character.
I agree.
If they would have kept her as she was, I think she would be a better character. But now her character has nothing. I just think that she is so glued to Jason, she has no personality for herself. Yes,
mm-hmm.
She's in the PI business, but that ain't working too well. But anyway,
they bring these characters on and they forget the core of what the character is. That's what they did with Ethan. They completely, I mean, he was in the very, very beginning when he found out Luke was his, you know, father, he was fighting with everybody. I mean, he was a grifter. He was somebody that had traveled the world, running scams on his own. They forgot who he was at the core and stopped writing for him in that manner. And they've done that with Sam. I don't know what happens, but for some reason, you know, they create these characters and then they just completely go in a whole other direction. And the whole reason that you liked him in the first place is, like, you know, has been, you know, obliterated. And, you know, and I think that's what they're about to do with Christina, because if they do recast her and bring on somebody else that's, like, totally different in the character and different than what they've been building for the last freaking however many years she's been on, you know, it's just, it's mind-boggling how, and then they just wonder where all the fans go and why we're all upset. It's like, because you're not being consistent. There is no consistency, and there's no planning. They're so busy with writing and their schedule. They have to turn around so much work in five days. It's a hard schedule to keep up with. The details get missed, but those are the things that we watch. We're very, you know, we're very detail oriented. I mean, we've seen the show and the scenes a million times, and you know, and so they've lost sight of that, and I don't know what to do to get that back. But all we can do is complain. You know?
I think we should tell them the opposite of what we want, because they seem to be doing the opposite of what we want. So I think we should tell them to do the opposite of what we really want them to do, and maybe they'll do what we want them to do.
Right.
I don't know.
One thing about liaison fans, you have to realize and admit, we got robbed of that. We've never been able, as liaison fans, to tell our story beginning, middle, and end. Every time they get close, something happens. So we as a fan base have never had that storyline and that journey with our couple. And that's why we've hung on for 12 years. Me anyway. I can't speak for anybody else. But we've been robbed that time and time again. And me personally, I want to support the genre. But for me, the day Jake was killed, that was unnecessary. I jumped ship. I just couldn't deal with that, because that's just in so many ways.
The way that they handled that was horrible. They really should have. I mean, yes, you did see Liz see him, but there should have been a funeral service. There should have been.
Do you know why there wasn't? Because that little boy never died. That little boy is not dead. That's why
That's why they're going to do the Jason and Sam. That's why they're going to do the Jason and Liz thing, because Jake Franco is gonna lead him to the fact that Jake is alive. I mean, they didn't even show the body when they went. They didn't even go in when they supposedly turned off the machines and all that stuff. And so, so that's what they're doing. You know, I mean, it was awful, but
it never made sense to me as a business why General Hospital by killing Jake, you killed the last thread between Liz and Jason. And to me, it never made sense as a business to alienate entire fan base. To kill their hope, to me, is not a good decision as a writer and as a soap opera. I never could understand.
Right. Well, my thing is, I think Brian Franz geniusly has now kind of created this divide. Because you have people who like Jason and Sam, you have people who like Liz and Jason. And again, I'm not one of those people that, okay, I'm not on the 100% J-Sam side, let's say, okay? Put me at about, 60-70%. I like, I prefer them. When he gets together with Liz, am I going to stop watching? No. Am I going to be disappointed? Probably not, to be quite honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't see the same chemistry there that I see, but again, I do understand what you guys are saying, and I think, unfortunately, he's geniusly pitted it, so now you have two fan bases for the same soap, like, fighting against each other, and
he did that on purposely.
That upsets me, because more than ever, we need to band together.
Like the song that Silas
plays,
divided we fall, together we stand, divided we fall. That's what I think of, that song that Silas has started to play.
Yeah.
That's true.
I just think that he's done this on purpose, obviously, so that we don't band together and that we don't work with each other in order to keep the show on the air. And Jill Fair herself she dished out, another blow to us with the Lexi thing. And, I don't think that she realizes who she's dealing with in me, because I'm not giving up. And, one thing that I don't do is give up. And, I hope that we can, at least make some difference in something here after all
Absolutely.
This.
Well, like I said, if they ever, screw over the right, Brian Franz, I'm coming after you, because, you do that. You do that after you do all this. Now, Brian Franz, you better just go running, because, I'm not standing by anymore, and then you do this. You did this with Lexi. You made this kid lie about it. That in itself is disgusting to me. Mm-hmm. And, every night before I go to bed, I say, God, if Brian Fong gets, one of those or something, it won't be the worst mistake in the whole Bible. It will be a good thing. So, I did this back when Days of Our Life, when James E. Reilly was messing up Days of Our Life so bad. I did this for an entire 6 months. And he went in for open house surgery. And he did not make it out. So, I feel a little guilty that maybe I killed him because of all my little prayers daily about. Do I want to see Fawn in a box some days after what he did with Rebecca Hoops, now with Lexi, all of this? Yeah, this guy should not even be allowed to run a supermarket. Or even want to, he's killed every soap he's ever done, and he's gone away with it.
The day he gets fired, it needs to be blasted across the country.
Oh, my God.
Up into Canada, and I think we all should be waiting there. I think we all should be waiting there as he walks out the door and throw bonbons at him.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I would be first in line for that.
And no lateral moves for this guy. He needs to
we're gonna throw the bonbons. Just make sure we're wearing the moo-moos while we're doing
it. Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because we're dumb and we're moo-moo wearing bonbon eating.
All we do is, you know, but of course he knows what we want to see, right? Because he put the chew on. So in order, instead of watching something nice, we want to see the chew. We want to see some fat guy roasting a piece of chicken. I mean, come on. Who wants to see that?
And as his parting gift, we should give him a pair of orange Crocs. What do you think?
I love it.
By the way, the BH band said on my Twitter thing, and they go, "You're a classy blog talk host." Well, I don't know if they really mean that. Oh, they don't. Yeah, but no, I mean, let's see. We have 44 minutes of recording time left. We've been on the air for almost 2 hours and 15 minutes. I cannot believe that. I probably won't have a voice tomorrow because of this, and I'm not blaming anyone. I'm really not blaming.
I think I'm hanging up because I have to save my voice for Wednesday. So you're going to be there. You're going to call in, right?
Yeah, of course I'm going to call in. But did you hear about the snow for this year, Christy?
No.
Do you think
it's going to snow here?
Remember 2008? Were you living here in 2008?
Yes, I was living on Queen Anne, believe it or not. I was trapped in my neighborhood for a week.
Remember that was the year it snowed Christmas Day and all that?
Yeah.
We are supposed to get snow for about 2 months this year, and it will be around Thanksgiving and Christmas time.
That's okay if it's around then, but then I don't want it after Christmas. It feels like the holidays with the snow, you know what I mean?
Well, I feel sorry for my nieces and nephew because If they have a snow day, they have to make it up.
They do not like that.
They do not. Yeah. My little niece goes, "This is not fair." And like 3 years ago, they had to go into almost July. And my sister-in-law took them out because we already had a family vacation planned. They are saying last year's Thanksgiving, it might be like that because people were trapped in their cars for 5 hours.
Yeah, it was crazy. Well, you would not believe people are trying. I was on top of Taylor Avenue, which is parallel to. I was on top of it, and people were trying to get up. I'm hearing these spinning, and then cars are all. I'm like, what are they doing? They're not going to get up the hill. There's just no way. And they would keep trying and slide back down, and it was crazy. And I remember I got really sick. I was in the hospital. Then I got out, and we had the storm. And I had to get my medication. I had to walk from top of Taylor Avenue all the way to, like, First and Mercer to the Bartell Drug to get my prescription filled. Yeah, it was crazy. And I was sick as a dog, but, like, there was no way, you know, nobody could get me. There was no cab. Nobody could get me because, you know, I couldn't get around, so I had no choice.
I don't know where any of the rest of the people live, but Christy and I both live in Seattle, and, yeah, people say, oh, it rains a lot. Well, a little, but when it snows, they close everything down here. They close everything, and forget about going anywhere. You're trapped in your house for a nice 2 weeks.
Yep, and it was just, I remember I was working at a law office there, and, I mean, the courts were closed, everything was closed, and so it was nice to have that kind of week off, you know. It was right at Christmas time, so it was fine, but, you know, it gets crazy around here when it's like that. My friend lives kind of on the cusp of Redmond and Issaquah. She has a property out there.
Oh, really?
And they got Yeah, they got snowed in. They were snowed in for longer than we were, even.
Oh,
I mean, well, you know,
yeah,
well,
I
live there.
I should not say this, but I will. I live on the cusp of Redmond and Bellevue.
Okay.
Where Crossbows Mall is, and I live down from there. And, yeah, we were closed down, too. We were totally closed down, and we were trapped. And, you know, I think Seattle people have it easier because you can walk down the hill and get stuff. We were screwed.
Right. And, like, you know, they you go in their property, it's, like, kind of woodsy back there in their area. And I mean, like, you can't even get the plows in there or nothing. I mean, they were just completely sucked in. And so her husband tried to dig his way out because he could go to the store and they didn't even, he couldn't, I mean, it was just too much, you know. So they ended up, you know, they walked it, but it was hard, you know. It wasn't like, it's not, they're not like right off of a main road, so it wasn't like a piece of cake or anything. But it's so pretty here when it does snow. It's beautiful, so I love it. I love it if I don't have to drive in it.
Yeah.
So what time on Wednesday is you so?
What?
Christy. Yeah.
Lee Radio, it's 10 o'clock Central.
There's a Christy. There are two Christies on here now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The Ethan and Christina one.
Christy one, Christy two.
It's so confusing. Our names are so similar.
Yeah.
but yeah, I'm gonna go. So, but call me in, and I'll post everything again anyway on Twitter. But
I'm perfect. Yeah, I will call in on Wednesday night.
Okay, I'm excited. I'm nervous and excited.
Well, yeah, I'll do what I did my first couple of shows. I threw up right before. Right before my first couple of shows, that worked, so maybe you should do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on again.
Oh, yeah, come back on Friday because, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay.
I will then, I'll talk to you on Wednesday then. I'll probably DM you or whatever, but.
yeah, DM me.
Okay. Bye, Carly. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, and there's another show that is on tomorrow night. It's a rant room. It will be on at 7. And then my other friend, Silas, has his show on tomorrow night, too. So, yeah, and then I will be back on Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carly?
Yep.
Yeah, this is all this question. I'm going to sign off. It's been a great show tonight.
Okay, well, but yeah, come back. We are having a show on Friday, then Late Zone Radio is right after me.
Okay, great. Bye, guys.
Night.
Bye.
So we have... Christy and I, and I never called your name. The Zaytam fan, I never called your name before. What is it? Christy?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Okay, so. Well, yeah, so we call it a night because we've been on here for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, let's call it a night.
Okay. Night, everyone.
All right, good
night.
See
you back on Friday. Bye.
Bye.